say hello. Gilles and Veloso arrived in London as exiles in 1969 and stayed for over 2 years. They became actively involved in the London music scene, and they both wrote and recorded in English. Caetano even praised the London police.
A group approached a policeman. He seemed so pleased to please them. It's good at least to live, and I agree. In London, it was peaceful. No policeman would, you know, harass you in the streets. And music was very interesting. You know, that's where things were happening. You know, we knew, we loved the Beatles from here and the Rolling Stones, and we knew about, you know, Pink Floyd. We had heard Pink Floyd, other things, you know.
Pop rock, British, especially Beatles and Stones and Traffic.
You are the reason I've been waiting so long. Somebody holds the key. Well, I'm near the end of time. Just ain't got the time. Well, I'm wasted and I can't find my way home.
And then the reggae, the West Indian scene sort of starting in Notting Hill, we caught the first moments of that thing happening.
So it was the right place to be. But still, first year, I was mostly depressed. Leave your mind at home.
Even so, Veloso and Gilles made the most of their time in exile. In 1970, they were among the crowds at the Isle of Wight Festival, where they were invited to make an impromptu appearance, accompanied by a group of naked friends draped in red plastic.